Jason Coyle is going to have a busy day on Saturday. At this stage, he's got a stack of horses nominated for Rose Hill, and he joins me now. How are you, Jason?
Good. Yourself?
Yeah, good. You've got a busy day lined up Saturday. You've got about half a dozen in. At this stage, how many do you think you'll accept with?
We've accepted with everything. It's just a matter now of whether we make it into the field.
All right. I know the Hobartville Stakes, you got a horse here I think is an interesting runner, Rancho Notorious. He's had six runs. The last three this prep, he has had no luck at all. He just hasn't been able to get a run.
Yeah, look, his form probably should read a little bit differently. Went across the line hard held first up. Race wasn't really run to suit second up. And then similar story third up. We weren't cleared or very late. So sort of in a space where it's probably a little bit unknown as to where he's at, but he's a horse that's always shown really nice ability at his home, and he's got plenty of upside.
Good thing is, the way he's raced, he's run on well, so you would think that the 1400 is not going to worry him one little bit.
No, not at all. I think I probably erred in judgment last preparation by not stepping him up to the 1400. Although it was in a obviously much weaker grade, he was ready for it at that stage of his prep. So I think it's come at the right time. Getting out to the 1400 is just going to be the class of the race that we're questioning now.
Well, that's it. You don't know, really, at this stage how he'll handle it.
No, exactly. I mean, you've probably got a couple at the top of the market there that, you know, obviously very well-performed colts, and I wouldn't think to start with that we'd be able to probably beat them home. But if he could cope with the racing at that level, it gives us a nice insight on what he might be able to do down the track and possibly next preparation.
Now, Jason is my High Chaparral, Rancho Notorious, and we see a lot of these. They can sprint, but, of course, we see him get out over distance. He looks on his runs as though he'll get a mile, even 2,000 later.
Yeah, for sure. Look, definitely wants the 1,400. I'd expect he should be able to get a mile, if not this prep, next preparation. And I think once he really does fill out as an animal, I think 10 furlongs might be the next step that we test him at.
You got a couple first up, the Millie Fox. You've got White Moss in. She put about four or five together early in her career. Did that sort of crucify her in some way with handicapping, do you think?
Oh, look, no, I don't think so. I think she's a class mare. She worked her way through a grade, being very well placed, but also the fact that she's a quality stakes mare. She's won a stakes race. All the handicaps, she's deserved them. Although the market at this stage has sort of dismissed her, I thought a run first up against similar opposition was outstanding at Warwick Farm. She reared at the start, so she blew it by, probably should have posied up four or five lengths closer and has been beaten sort of about that margin on the line. So she's in good order. The first up run under her belt has done her good, and I expect her to perform well in that mare's stakes race on Saturday.
All right, Insensata's another one you got in there. She goes all right first up. She's had a win in the second. Her runs last prep, she wasn't far off. I mean, Group 2 and Group 3 races all the way through.
No, she's to a point, she's been a little bit frustrating because she's always shown that she should be able to step up to that stakes company. But just the way races have been run, and her racing pattern tends to get her just off the speed where she probably has to make up a few extra lengths than we'd like to, meaning that we've sort of been beaten sort of a length and a half in some nice races. Probably should have placed at stakes level last preparation. Should have run a third up at Newcastle in the Tibby. But look, I think her day will come. It's just a few things left to pan out for her.
Parramatta Cup, you got more energy in. He's an eight-year-old now, but the 1900 will probably suit him a lot better.
Screaming out for the 1900. I was a little bit more confident this time last year going into the Parramatta Cup where he was able to win that at big odds. Wasn't a massive fan of his run the other day at Warwick Farm. I thought he was entitled to maybe make up an extra couple of lengths, but it was probably also a run over a mile that he didn't need to have. There just was a lack of races for him over a longer distance. So we sent him around there, and hopefully his biggest asset will be stepping up in trip.
You got a nice one going around the six, nice filly by Schnitzel, Spiritual Pursuit on Saturday. Good thing about her is she's won two from two this prep, one on a good four, one on a heavy eight, and led both times.
Yeah, that's right. Ticked a couple of boxes there, different track conditions. She's found races where she's been able to dictate at a high cruising speed and given nothing a chance. So that'll change Saturday. It looks like there's going to be plenty of pressure up front. So hopefully the work we did with her in a first preparation, if there is a tempo that is frantic, she'll be able to take a sit and finish, close off the race as well as she has these first two preparations. So she's a filly with plenty of upside, but she's also one that may or may not gain a start on Saturday. So we might be looking for something else, depending on if we get a run.
All right, you got Meme since. She's had the one run. When she hit form there 12 months ago, she was just sensational.
Yeah, look, there's a mare that's probably been crucified due to the fact that she worked through her way through a grade so quickly on what was generally heavy tracks at the time. It's taken a long time to get her back down to the benchmark and to get to a weight where I think she'll be able to compete again. And she gets to that weight on Saturday in a race that I think she can be competitive. She was okay first up, probably got a little bit tired late. I'd love it to rain for a couple of days and get it back into the heavy because that's her go. You know, she can race well on rain-affected tracks, and now that she's at a weight that, you know, keeps her competitive for a little mare like she is, if we get those conditions to suit, she can run a cheeky race.
Grimoire, you'd love one as honest as this. 8 runs, 2 seconds, 2 wins, 2 seconds, 2/3, just keeps putting in and weighing in.
Yeah, he's actually a really nice horse in the making. He's lost a large gap there just due to a slight setback that he had. We had to give him a bit longer than we would have liked, but he's come back in really, really good order. Both his runs have had plenty of merit. He's always been a Saturday class horse in the making, but being by Magic Albert, it probably hasn't hurt him too much either, having those setbacks as far as I think he'll just keep maturing and get better as he gets older. So if we can keep him sound, I think he's got a nice racing career ahead of him.
All right. Now, of yours on Saturday, what would be the pick of yours at this stage? You've got some nice horses on the way up.
Yeah, look, you know, probably the best performed horse there is White Moss. So I think she's had that run under her belt. All things being equal, I think she's right up to that mare's grade. Obviously, you need to see them do it after they've haven't seen the winner's circle for a while, but I think she's in pretty good order, so she's probably the pick of mine at this stage.
All right. Well, good luck Saturday, Jace. We'll be cheering for you.
Thank you.